What happens when something needs to be done and nothing is done? Eventually, something breaks. Today, Jane Andrews reflects on the consequences of inaction. This is A Walk in the Park.
There are times when out of nowhere we get a message by phone or otherwise that changes our lives. I was not informed about an extended family matter until it was too late. And when matters were taken out of their hands, all that could be done was to love, pray, and pack up 60 years of belongings. I remember years past losing jobs or when the economy fell and my business fell with it. Hard decisions needed to be made. At that time, my husband and I were forced to abandon our careers and become bakers at a grocery chain in order to keep afloat. It was hard work, but it was what we had to do to keep a roof over our heads. In nature, animals adapt or they die. They don't have time to dawdle or ponder about why things can't stay the same. They have to make hard decisions that go against a comfortable routine. When conditions change, as they often do, all living things in nature have to adapt. If they don't, or choose not to adapt, they succumb to a natural course of action, consequences that were not necessarily unforeseen. We were not informed of my family's challenges to have any influence in the impending result. In other words, we couldn't rescue them. We could only be there to pack photographs, mantel clocks, and Thanksgiving china. In nature, animals, especially birds, hide secret stashes of food from others to keep it for themselves. What humans hide from each other, the secrets they choose to keep, can have devastating results when left to bleed out. As we all find out one way or another, we can't change what other people think, say, or do, no matter how much we love them. When conditions around them change and they don't adapt to the change, they may find themselves in quite different circumstances. This year, there was an oriole reported that didn't make the migration south. Instead, he had to contend with his decision to deal with the winter cold. Oriole migration is treacherous, so neither decision was ideal. Taking action is a decision, but not taking action is also a decision.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.